This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. Much of the madness in the markets last week was blamed on fallout from risky loans in the subprime mortgage markets. And with analysts issuing dire warnings about shaky lenders and bursting bubbles, even borrowers with good credit have reason to worry. But amid the doom and gloom, there are still people trying to sell their homes, and for the lucky, buyers willing to purchase them. We sent reporter Nancy Solomon to suburban New Jersey to find the stories behind the for sale signs.
It used to be the three most important factors in real estate were location, location, location. Well, that might need a little updating to timing, timing, timing. Dee Dee Knurk put her house in Maplewood, New Jersey, up for sale last spring.
Obviously, the years before, the market had been amazing for sellers. And we priced it at a price that we thought was reasonable. And the house sat and sat and sat.
Knurk and her husband, Joseph Cummins, were hoping to move to Seattle, where she grew up and has eight siblings. But prices weren't dropping there, and they weren't ready emotionally for this new buyer's market. So they decided to delay their plans and took the Jersey house off the market.
Unfortunately, the timing of the market, the timing of our expectations, and the timing of the inventory out there sort of came together to make it not happen for us.
Steve Trumbecki put his Newark home up for sale at about the same time because he and his wife want to move to a suburban town nearby where his 7-year-old attends a private school. It's been a year and a half, and he's working with his third realtor.
My wife and I had our set price. We knew the market was changing. This house is very dear to my wife. She's been here 25 years, and I've been here 16 since we've been married. So she didn't want to move from the price, and I accepted that.
But they have now. It's $20,000 lower, and they're still waiting for a buyer. Eric Thoreman and his wife found a house they loved in Maplewood, so they decided to buy it before selling their current home. They closed the deal for the new house on August 31st and are hoping to quickly sell their current house.
Frankly, we're nervous. Even in the month or so when we first put in the offer for the new house, the market has changed a lot. For instance, part of the drama we're in right now is that the lender with whom we have a loan for the new house was teetering on bankruptcy in the last couple of days.
Hello.
Hi.
Anthony? Oh, no. Luis Pichardo. I'm the realty executive, and I represent the seller.
Realtor Luis Pichardo is showing a prospective buyer and his agent a large house in the Forest Hills section of Newark. Gone are the days when Pichardo would hold an open house visited by 30 or 40 people. Gone are the days she'd have contracts ready to be signed on the dining room table. Now she gives tours one buyer at a time and doesn't bother to bring a contract with her.
But the floors are in great shape. Look at the floors, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Pichardo says she now must work doubly hard and spend more money on advertising.
More open houses. More internet resources. It is a buyer's market. There's more inventory out there. Buyers are more choosy because they know that they can look at 10 houses compared to 5 years ago where there was maybe 3 houses and 8 buyers for that one particular home.
But she's still selling, Pichardo stresses, despite the collapse of the subprime mortgage market, despite the foreclosures in cities like Newark that put downward pressure on prices. And compared to most places in the country, the prices are still pretty high. The asking price for this 6-bedroom house in Newark is $534,000. And at least for now, that's considered a steal in this region. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.